Justin Flick with you. It's time to talk Valley Falls girls basketball. We're joined by Lady Dragon head coach Todd Gish. The Valley Falls girls with a win and a loss here since last we spoke. A loss against Oskaloosa, but then a win against Morehill Mouth Academy on Friday night. Coach, just a few games left as we start winding down. Your record back even now at 8-8 on the season. 33-25, you beat Morehill Mouth Academy. Let's talk about that win on Friday night. Again, when your team has found ways to win lower scoring games, you have to be pleased. But looked like a night in which Ashley Miller definitely stepped up and led you offensively Friday.
Yeah, she's really starting to find her game for us, and it's coming at a good time because we've certainly needed her. She's really found a way to establish herself on the block, and she's just fabulous at getting good position, and she's been that way in the past, but this year in particular, and especially this late stretch, she's started to figure out how to get a little contact and then be able to relax her upper half and finish plays. So she was big for us certainly the other night.
Had 16 as well in the loss to Oskaloosa, 50-41. Second time you've fallen to them this season by single digits, and it looked like Oskaloosa got off to a quick start, which kind of proved to be the difference as that game went on last Tuesday.
Yeah, that was frustrating. We just, for whatever reason, we just didn't get out and guard people that first quarter. You know, they were shooting uncontested jump shots, and meanwhile we were struggling just to get shots off. So, you know, after that, after we kind of figured out that we needed to guard people in order to be competitive, we ended up winning the second, third, and fourth quarter if you combine the scores. So, you know, it should have been a little bit closer game, I think, than it turned out to be. But, you know, it was just one of those games where we just weren't ready to go from the get-go.
Two home games this week. You host Jackson Heights and then Horton. We talk about Ashley Miller, but looks like your inside game is certainly going to be getting tested and maybe defensively here in your next couple games. Jackson Heights has a couple girls 5'11". Horton has a couple 6-foot girls they're playing now. So is that your biggest concern here this week at home, is defending the inside game a little better?
Yeah, I mean, that's defensively, I've been pretty happy other than, you know, we just talked about that lapse defensively against Oski, but generally we've been pretty solid, guarding the perimeter and the inside. We've had some issues rebounding once in a while, but our biggest concern really isn't what anybody else is doing. It's just what we need to do to start scoring some points more consistently, because it's hard to win games when you're scoring 30 points a game or less. So, you know, if we can get that, you know, if we can start scoring about 40 points or so, I feel pretty good about our chances. So that's our biggest concern by far.
Final two home games of the regular season this week. Best of luck, Coach, in both of them, and we'll chat again next Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
Todd Gish, head coach of the Valley Falls Girls. Caleb Gatzmeyer joins us right after this break.